Songs in the Night for May 16th. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26. No matter what provocation one may have had, he should see to it that the matter is settled as quickly as possible. Anger or wrath must not be harbored and cherished, for it is sure to lead to permanent bitterness and hatred. The word anger seems not to be so strong a word as wrath. Wrath, in an imperfect, fallen being, seems to be deep, determined, and lasting anger, something that is resentful, retaliatory. Evil speaking is a more refined, a more subtle matter, more deceitful, more malicious. Many people become so weak in character, so unbalanced, that they do not realize the proper application of the golden rule in their daily lives. They say things of others that they would not wish others to say of them. They treat others in a way that they would not wish to be treated. All such conduct should be put far away from the Lord's children, from those who have taken God's holy covenant upon themselves and who profess to be God's ambassadors. Zion's Watchtower, 1916, page 312, hymn 267. The text again. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26.